It is no longer just a luxury, it's a necessity. And the Sharon Connect Task Force was put together to investigate how to bring that here. And in a roundabout way, it looks like they're going to get there. Megan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry we're late, but someone gave me the wrong number, and I was trying different numbers in the preface, but I didn't select the right one, but Joe Drew came through and gave me the right number. First of all, congratulations on what the task force has done. You work hard. You come up with a plan for the municipality of Sharon itself to possibly put together its own program to put internet service to every single person in town. And your plan was so well put together, it actually forced and brought Comcast and also Frontier to the table. So congratulations on having one of the best laid out plans I've seen that actually forced a company to come to the table.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of hard work. And I have to say that this task force, we didn't let go of any options. We have, you know, sort of full steam ahead on every possibility, and we have not given up. And it's a really core, solid group of people that are a lot of fun to work with, in addition to just being really tenacious. We're going to get it done somehow, some way.
Well, you know, we've seen other towns, other people try this, and they come up with plans that weren't as concise as yours were. Now, yours was an initial plan, but as an initial plan, it showed so many different options and so many different specifics and was so transparent that it was taken very seriously, and it's led to negotiations. And now the Sharon Board of Selectmen have agreed to move forward with that proposal from Comcast for a partnership to wire homes. Let's talk a little bit about that partnership that just might get the job done.
Sure. So, what has happened is Comcast has come to us, not to the Sharon Connect Task Force, but the town of Sharon, and they have offered a proposal to finish the homes in Sharon that are not currently connected to Comcast. So that's about 234 homes or 27 miles in the town that do not have a connection to Comcast. And really, I think some of that distinction is that there are, you know, partial roads, there are residents who have Frontier. You know, we can get into Frontier another day, but that is not, it's not adequate anymore to use the DSL service that's been provided in today's, you know, internet world. So Comcast has come up with a proposal to go ahead and finish the rest of the town, and that was put forth in front of the selectmen a few weeks ago. And they have agreed that they would like to hear more of from the town and from the Sharon Connect Task Force about this proposal. And so the Sharon Connect Task Force is going to put on a community meeting on August 15th. So that's coming up on Monday. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what this Comcast proposal means, what it looks like. And we also will have a representative from Comcast, a government affairs representative, Matt Skane, will be joining us. So that we can really, you know, get a better understanding of exactly what this would look like, what it means, what the service would be, all of those great things.
And let me point out that the proposal from Comcast includes building out the parts in town that doesn't currently serve, but also within 6 months of getting the approvals to attach its wires to utility poles, but also to dig along roads where there's no poles, and also this includes actually not just bringing the internet connection by your house, but the ability to connect to your house without paying huge, huge sums of money.
That's correct. So they are intending to drop right onto the home. And so really, if you choose, right, this is a choice. You don't have to necessarily sign up. But if you choose to sign up for Comcast, it will be dropped right to your home at no additional cost, and the only thing you'd be responsible for is the subscription. So you would have to contact the Comcast sales rep to set up your subscription and whatever other services or packages you'd like to have with Comcast.
Now, did this proposal come out of the blue to you?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. You know, the task force has been trying to have a good, healthy conversation with Comcast for a long time. We've been advocating for residents in Sharon who are already working with Comcast, either as current customers or those who are trying to get Comcast on their own. And so we've had a relationship, I would say, you know, really since the inception of this group. So, you know, we weren't totally surprised. I mean, obviously the details and all of that were very new to us, but we thought that they might be warming up to continuing, you know, to having a real discussion this time.
It's just it just is amazing because your initial proposal for a town loan system would be $12.5 million in theory, and you look at that cost as to $1.6 million. That $1.6 million is an incredible investment in the infrastructure in Sharon.
It is, and you know, I think that there's a lot of interesting information. I just want to shout out to the task force again for all the hard work on that municipal proposal. As you said, we answered a lot of questions. There was a lot of things that you know, information that was put together for that proposal. You know, we were trying to answer everybody's questions, and I think in doing so, we really kind of came out on the other end with this proposal with Comcast. Understanding what it is we need to know, you know, as a town to move forward with them as well, right? So this is really, it's been a really interesting process for all of us, a big learning process for all of us. But when you break down what Comcast is offering, it's really, you know, it's bringing the town all to an equal playing field when it comes to the digital divide. We're breaking that. We're connecting everybody, and we're doing it for pennies compared to what it would be for that municipal fiber network. And you know, at this time, when you really start to break down the finances, it's reasonable and it's manageable by this town. You know, not that the municipal fiber wouldn't be, but it does require, you know, a financing plan that is very different looking from what we would need to do this, to finish everybody out with Comcast.
And it also shortens the timeline. I mean, even though it's 6 months from the time Comcast would get approval to hang their lines on utility poles and stuff, it still shortens the timeline probably by a good 8 months.
Actually, a lot more than that. The municipal fiber network, if we were lucky enough to get the ball rolling immediately with that, and that's a big if, because there's a lot of other ways that they can be, that a municipal network could be slowed down, particularly by incumbents fighting. That would be anywhere from 24 to 30 months to do that full network. Again, assuming everything falls in place, which it's unlikely to do immediately. For Comcast, that's correct. It would be 6 months from the date that they get all their permits. Now, remembering that as they're applying for the permits on the poles, the underground does not require the same kinds of permitting. And in general, depending on the road, can be done pretty much immediately. And so, you know, having worked myself privately with Comcast before, I know that as soon as they are, you know, as soon as they can get a shovel in the ground, they will do it, and they will do it quickly and efficiently and thoroughly. And so they could potentially be, you know, doing the underground while they're waiting for the overhead licensing, which is really a nice thing. And yeah, it's 6 months is pretty incredible, you know, if we were able to get everybody, you know, by this time next year, if we're all connected to a high-speed internet, I think it's doable. I really do.
All right. Now, once again, let's talk more about this community meeting, which is coming up on August 15th at 6 p.m. This is a meeting where you can go in person, or it's also going to be a virtual meeting as well?
That's right. So it is going to be a hybrid meeting. We do ask that you sign up on our website. We did actually send an email out as well. Even if you're going to be in person, because that allows us to better communicate with you if there's questions afterwards. We do have, you know, some you know, sort of area-wide questions, things like, you know, let's make sure that your road is on the list, right? We're pretty sure we have everybody's home, but just in case we don't want to leave anybody out of this. So, you know, we're going to be engaging the audience a bit. And so if you are in person and we have, you know, follow-up that we'd like to do with you after the meeting, it'd be helpful if you're already registered through the Zoom link as well. And then, you know, again, if you're attending virtually, you'll have that login information, you know, as soon as you sign up.
Well, this is exciting news, not only for Sharon, but I would think now other towns around the region that don't have full internet service could now possibly follow the same path.
Certainly. You know, I mean, I think we have been as successful as we are, in part because of the other towns and the work they've been doing, other communities in you know, even in Massachusetts. We have really looked at what everybody's been working on. You know, there's been big initiatives about this for years, and we have used that information to help us get forward, and certainly are happy to share what we've been doing to support our neighbors.
Well, Megan, it's good news for everybody, and I'm sure when this meeting happens, you'll get a lot of people interested who might have been sitting on the sidelines, because this is not only a reasonable proposal; it is a cost-effective proposal to get people wired, and we all know that's an essential part of now living out in rural America.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We're excited. We're really happy to have another community meeting and share all this great information with the town.
And that's August 15th at 6 p.m.
That's right.
Megan, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. So there you go. The Sharon Connect Task Force. Great job in setting up what they have set up right now.